Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good morning. I guess we can officially welcome fall now, right? I don't know that we're going back up into those 90s again, 80s, 90s, for good mornings in the 50s, evening, afternoons in the 60s, maybe 70. That's nice. I'm kind of ready for it.
Yeah, and getting these leaves to turn a little more because the summer wasn't really letting them turn. Now they're going to start getting a little colder, and you'll start seeing the reds come out, the yellows come out. They're saying there may not be many red this year because of the drought we had late in the year.
We drove to Arkansas over the weekend, and you could see the color change. Not vividly, but certainly probably by next weekend. If the wind and storms didn't blow all those leaves off, it's going to be gorgeous.
I golfed at Missouri Bluffs yesterday. What a
sweet,
gorgeous course to be golfing in the fall with all those views and the, you know, wilderness everywhere. There's no adjacent holes, so it's just forest with a golf course cut through it. It's pretty cool.
It is nice. Saw the biggest deer I've ever seen in my life. So many times as I've been hunting, the biggest buck I've ever seen, I saw at the Missouri Bluffs,
just kind of
sauntering across the forest from across the cart trail, and it was perfectly safe. He had nothing to be worried about because he's on a golf course. So yeah. Good for him.
There's a hole. I don't know if it's on 8 or on 7. But, man, there's a lake at the bottom of it that I know has monster bass in it. I'm like, I wonder if I could sneak in here and do any fishing. Because it's just, you can tell it's deep. You can tell it's loaded. It's got tons of minnows. I walked up the shoreline. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's just a bass haven. Oh, my gosh.
That's Dan driving around looking for somewhere to fish, and I'm thinking about hunting.
Yeah,
so.
if you got a honey hole, let me know.
That time of year.
That's right.
No doubt about it. All right, well, we're going to get to Ryan Wiggins a little later. Ryan says he's going to tell us about a political earthquake that he believes is about to hit the Democrats and could move the country to the right for the rest of our lives. I don't know how long Ryan's planning to live, but I'm interested in hearing more about that because he's a little younger than me. That's a long time.
It is a long time.
Got a lot of time. I'm anxious to hear what he's got to say in Wiggins America down here at about 8:35. We'll get to that for you. Right now, though, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
I just happen to think if I were Democrats, I would rather have directed that energy into the campaigns that are going on this year instead of marching around the way they did. But listen, you guys spend your time however you want. It's a free country, not a monarchy.
Not a monarchy. You tell him, Scott Jennings, he is absolutely correct.
Well, the name of No Kings was kind of ridiculous. We don't have a king, as the president said, and if we did, it's not clear that protests like the No Kings rally would be permitted.
That's true. You tell them about that. Britt Hume there on Fox yesterday is like, it's ridiculous. They're protesting the outcome of the most obvious form of our democratic republic, which was the election last November.
Did an ambassador say something bad about him? Don't tell me. I don't. Where is he? Is he still working for you?
Yeah.
You said bad? I don't like you either.
He's in the room.
I probably never will.
Go yeah.
President Trump having a little bit of fun yesterday with the Australian ambassador, who apparently was bad-mouthing him quite loudly before he got appointed to be ambassador.
Apparently a big social media influencer in Australia,
yeah.
And he gets appointed the Australian embassy head. They're like, why would you do that if you're Australia? Normally you're trying to work on relations with the government you're in, not putting a basher of Donald Trump in that Australian embassy. Is he meet with the prime minister today or did he meet yesterday?
I think he met yesterday him, yeah. Very true.
Not at all running away from my responsibility, culpability, and looking forward to prove that, not just to President Trump, but to the American people.
Yeah. Do you recognize that voice, Dan Buck?
No.
George Santos, who had his prison sentence commuted by the president over the weekend, and a lot of people are raising some hell about it. Hannity had him on yesterday, and Hannity was like, listen, you were guilty of putting unauthorized charges on credit cards without people's knowledge. And I know you said that that was an RNC card, but the money comes from donations to the party and you were spending people's money without the permission to do so. And you did a lot of, you lied and you owe people money. And how are you going to make restitution to that? It was a lengthy interview. And, you know, Hannity said, I just got to tell you, I've talked to a lot of people about this, and they're even high-ranking Trump donors who are very unhappy with the fact that he commuted your sentence. Trump said it's because of threats to his life. He was had to be kept in isolation and couldn't be near the regular prison population, and he was only, 50 or 60 days into a 7-year sentence. So he commuted his sentence. That means he didn't pardon him. He just cut short his prison sentence. This was Santos' answer to Sean Hannity last night. Listen.
You know, I think I hear too much obfuscation in your voice. Am I wrong?
No, it's not obfuscation. Like I said, it's been 4 days, Sean. This question was posed to me at the time of release. I'm just going to say this very honestly. I didn't even know the conditions of my commutation. I didn't even know I was getting commuted until I saw it on the chyrons of the TVs in the cafeteria over at FCI Fairton. So to answer your question, it's something that I've definitely started putting thought into after it was posed to me. Again, I will definitely explore those avenues. It's the right. It's you're not wrong. It is the right thing to do, and it's definitely the godly thing to do. And I will do the best I can and in my best efforts to find a way to do it. And again, not at all running away from my responsibility, culpability, and looking forward to prove that, not just to President Trump, but to the American people.
He's talking about making restitution for people's money who is misused.
Yeah.
I don't know what the dollar amount is. I haven't looked into it.
If it got him 7 years, it had to be pretty significant,
I would think. You know, yeah. And they claim that he lied when he ran for office. He lied about his past and... I don't know. That would be a commutation that I don't understand. I don't know why President Trump would do that out of left field in the middle of everything else that's going on.
Everything else. You think about, and maybe he did it because he knew it would be a distraction. People would get upset about that while he can get things
taken
care of.
He's doing something else. He's really good at that.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Follow the, the little laser beam and the cats all follow it over there while something else is. I don't know if that's what he was doing or not.
Look, squirrel. Right? Yeah, exactly.
But that's George Santos. He's a free man. Apparently he's gone back to that business, whatever they call it, where you can record greetings for people. Like birthday greetings and...
Who would want a birthday greeting from Santos?
I can't imagine.
I mean, I guess as a joke or something. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Cameos.
Cameos, yeah. That's the name of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, there you have it. All right, we're going to get to a quick break. We got Ryan Wiggins coming up. Something that Dan and I talked about earlier, I want to bring it up again, if you missed it, is the firing of Rennie Knott from Channel 5. I really believe that this is something that people need to understand what happened over there.
Because it could happen to you.
It could happen to you, yep. And it sounds more and more like a perfectly good guy got run out of his life's career by a bunch of snowflakes. I got to tell you, we're going to get to that and what we've learned about it when we come back. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So I get the call. And it was this... It wasn't even on January 3rd, this happened. On September 15th, this happened. It was, did you say this? Did you say anything about a gun? Did you say that you were going to do that? And I'm going, no. I go, was there conversations about guns? I'm sure there were conversations about guns. I don't have a gun. Never had a gun. Don't want a gun. So I'm not shooting anything or anything like that. I don't know what the context of the conversation was. All I know is you're asking me if I ever say anything about guns.
Yeah, I got a theory. That's Rennie Knott, a former anchor of KSDK on their morning show and former sports director over there, who's out of a job now. The news broke last week, and he was unceremoniously told, don't come in today, and then HR basically asked him a few questions, and no matter what his answer to the question was, the decision had already been made. In too many of these cases, by the time you called into the HR director's office, somebody at your desk boxing your stuff up. And my theory on this is, and I've kind of sort of gotten it confirmed by sources, I'll say, that there are a bunch of snowflakes that fill the newsroom these days over at KSDK, and they just aren't ready for somebody who's old school, who's gregarious, who likes to joke, and it hurt their feelings, got offended somehow by something Rennie said, and without any ability to defend 21 years of great service to that TV station, he was unceremoniously fired.
I don't know.
And there was discussion, Dan, in this St. Louis Magazine article, he was being groomed to take over for Mike Bush.
Yeah, I don't know how this stays out of court, because at no point does he get to face his accuser, or the accuser has to come forward and he said, she said, and I'm not saying it was a woman, but that you don't have a chance to say this was the context of that conversation, that was misconstrued or misunderstood, or sorry your feelings were hurt.
Right.
But I just don't see how you have zero ability to defend or even know the full allegation. He doesn't really know the full extent of what he said.
No.
Or to whom he said it to, that was the offender. And now you're saying, well, is that to protect the whistleblower, or so to speak, in the newsroom? It doesn't matter. This is somebody's life.
Yeah, he was.
They still in America should have the right to defend yourself.
He was asked not to come in October 9th. He was asked to instead join a human resources representative on a FaceTime call, which you heard him describing there. He was asked about supposedly comments he'd made about violence and guns, including one alleged comment about getting his AK-47. He insists he never talked about guns in any context other than a journalistic one, and he doesn't own any guns, so it'd be kind of hard for him to do. Was also asked whether he made comments about wanting to kick co-workers' rear ends. I'm using the nice word there, which he characterized as normal joking around that no one had ever complained to him about before, to his knowledge. But the station was apparently unpersuaded. Several of Knott's former colleagues had become concerned in recent months, saying he seemed to be under stress and increasingly agitated. Find somebody these days that's not increasingly agitated. They were worried that his comments suggested trouble, and they resisted the idea of Knott returning to the newsroom.
And again, it must have been more than one, because I can't imagine them saying that this was a one and done. They must have had numerous people conspiring here together to make this change.
Six days after the station's initial inquiry on October 15th, Knott says he was summoned to another call. This one lasted just a few minutes. He was told the station's corporate owner, Tegna, had a zero-tolerance policy. For what? It doesn't say. He was asked to resign. He said, in 21 years, I've never had a bad review. They've all been exemplary. I've never had any complaints. Nothing like that ever brought up against me in 21 years. There have to be one or two screaming libs in that newsroom who decided that they didn't like Knott, or that
their feelings might have gotten hurt.
Share their worldview, or he said something that might have offended them.
Yes, they may have gotten bruised.
And because of that,
emotionally hurt.
This man has lost his career. He says that he's been sleeping badly, and he's lost 10 pounds since this all happened.
Oh, it's the day we live in, unfortunately. Everybody who hears this story needs to just, you know, have the alert up. I mean, certainly makes the workplace be so fragile where you can't really have relationships. You and I grew up in the newsrooms, right? And I mean, for 25 years, it was a place of great humor, funny people, you know, and sometimes the way we dealt with our stress and the strain and the pressure of what we did, and including some of the horrific stories we were forced to cover. I mean, I can't tell you the number of dead bodies that I've seen in my time working in news. And to cope with that, sometimes you had to use humor to get through it. Today, those comments, I think back to some things I may have said, could have gotten me fired today, in today's environment.
It's just
because, you know, you use all kinds of mechanisms for coping, right? Whether it's humor, whether it's, you know, funny situations or scenarios to lighten the load. Because if you took everything so serious all the time, that job would destroy you.
These kids would never have existed in a 1988 newsroom. 1990, it just wouldn't happen. You needed to have thicker skin when being told how to do your job or what you did wrong or that sort of thing. They can't do that anymore. No. And you know, like, talk about political correctness. I defended Kevin Steinkross when he got fired. I didn't think he ever deserved to be fired.
No.
And I mean, he's still around in the community, but his journalism career was ended over a simple mistake that anybody could make. And he had no history at all of ever saying anything like that. But the PC crowd, in that case, the NAACP, demanded that he be fired. So here we go again. Rennie, sorry for what you're going through, my friend.
No kidding. We're thinking of you.
Coming up, we're going to get to our friend Ryan Wiggins, who says there is an earthquake happening for Democrats, and it could change everything. We'll talk to him when we get back.
This shutdown hasn't eaten into Donald Trump's support at all. His net approval rating is actually up a point in terms of his popular support. So the bottom line is this. The first shutdown during Trump's first term, 2018-2019, was hurting Donald Trump. This one is not hurting him at all. There's no real reason Donald Trump might say, at least when it comes to popular support, I want to get out of the shutdown.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
All right, that was Harry Enten from CNN. That guy brings more truth than they'd like over there through his polls sometimes. Because it's not, I heard a report this morning that a reporter pointed out that Trump's handling this different, Ryan. He's not intentionally shutting down the outdoor World War II memorial in D.C. Like Obama did during the government shutdown, just to try to make it painful for people.
Yeah, he's actually trying to make it as painless as he can for the average citizen. Now, he's cutting the size of government as much as he can in the process, but that's also for the average citizen. Nobody wants it when it comes to their programs, but, you know, it's got to be the fat's got to be trimmed somewhere, and so he's using this as an opportunity. But Harry Enten is amazing. I think that guy is genuinely just a guy who loves numbers. Because he does kind of give you both sides. You know, we hear the side that kind of promotes Trump a little bit more. I think that's, you know, in my algorithm, that's what I see a little bit more. But he does both sides. But when he gives you those numbers, he's just excited to give you the numbers. And a lot of them right now, because those numbers do benefit Donald Trump and the GOP, you're seeing a lot of good news come from him on CNN. So you're about to hear about the political earthquake that's about to happen?
The political earthquake that you say could cement us with a right-wing majority for a long time.
I would say a generation. I mean, it's that big.
Wow.
If all these things happen, now it doesn't mean all of them have to happen, but if any part of this happens, it's going to move the country rightward. There are four things that are happening right now that are going to affect mainly the House of Representatives, and one of them, as you know, is redistricting. That's currently underway. That's something that is not usually done in the middle of a decade like it is, but we had some bold governors, including the governor of this state, that are saying, no, it's about time we caught up to what Democrats are doing. And you know that Democrats have been doing it better than Republicans for a long time, because right now, if everybody maxed out, if every state that is available to gerrymander further, because some states are split, they won't do anything. But the ones that are, if they all max out, the GOP would gain 7 seats right there just by redrawing the maps. Now, Democrats would gain a few there, but overall, the net gain would be about 7 seats if everybody maxed out their gerrymander, their redistricting.
So, keep our fingers crossed.
So that's actually currently underway. I mean, that's not hypothetical. That's happening. We just don't know how far it's going to go and which states are going to do it. So there's plus 7 if they all do it. Now, the Voting Rights Act is underway at the Supreme Court. The oral arguments were last week. I'm sure you've been paying attention to that, too.
We played some of the sound. The arguments are unbelievable. Sotomayor got her lunch eaten by this DOJ attorney who pointed out the difference there's no difference between this and if it was a district where white Democrats could not get elected. You would never redraw that district to guarantee a white Democrat or white Republican would get elected. Therefore, you have to apply the same principle.
Yeah, it's race-based districting.
Correct.
And that's been going on for a long time. And I hate to break it to you, it's actually not news that Sotomayor had her lunch handed to her, because that happens pretty much every
probably,
time.
Probably, yeah.
But that right there, if they completely gut that, and we don't know exactly if they're going to completely eliminate the voting rights, the Article 2 of that has to do with race, or they're going to change it. But if they do get rid of it, Harry Enten, who you just played, said that would net an additional 10 to 15 seats for the GOP nationwide. That's right there. You're talking about a good 25 seats just with those two things.
Wow.
That are currently happening. Not hypothetical. That's actually happening right now. So you want to get hypothetical? Here's some other things that could happen real soon. And one of them for sure will be happening. That's the census. Now, we don't know whether that Donald Trump is going to do this. He's kind of hinted that he would like to do it before 2030. But we don't know. He hasn't pushed it real hard. But let's say even that he doesn't. By 2030, the census alone, because of population shifts, will net the GOP another 6 seats in the House.
Wow.
Now, here's what's important about that one, because the other two don't do this. The census, however, will not only net the GOP 6 House seats in addition to those others, but it will also net 6 Electoral College votes. Because that's actual population moves. So that's even bigger deal than the other two.
And isn't part of that reform also not counting the illegals in the census?
Because you got to my very last one.
Was it? Okay. Because I was like, no, I think that's even another step in the census.
That's exactly right. So that's the fourth point of my four here, is that if illegals are determined to be not counted in the census.
Which should they.
Yeah. And everybody who looks at this case goes, well, duh. Why would you count illegal aliens in the census? And they go, well, it's the language with which it's written. So that's going to be the key, is does the language allow for the Supreme Court to remove it? Because practically speaking, it's really hard to make the argument that you would keep illegal aliens in.
Right. It makes no sense. But to them, it's all about population.
Yeah.
If they can make the population of a California city an extra 100,000 because of the illegals that are, however many are there, then they get an additional congressional seat.
But
right?
Ryan,
they're going to lose congressional seats if that gets changed and they're not counting illegals.
Absolutely. Well, think about what Ryan just said, though, is if you eliminate, because where are all of the illegal immigrants currently? They're in sanctuary cities. They are
Chicago.
In Democratic strongholds.
Yep.
And
LA.
To potentially 10 to 15 million would probably fall into that category of being currently counted in the census. And if those are removed, we're talking those congressional districts shrink or expand, which is going to bring in more of the suburban Republican voters. I mean, I just think instantly that makes a huge swing. Do you have an estimate of how many seats that could impact?
I do. It's actually the biggest of any of them.
What?
Harry Enten on CNN confirmed this too. He said it's between 20 and 30 seats.
No wonder they wanted him here so bad.
Stephen Miller has said this too. 20 to 30 seats that would shift most likely rightward to the GOP.
Wow.
Away from these states. And that one, again, that's another one that it's not just House seats. You're talking about electoral college votes there, too, because you're removing population. You're removing that number from those blue states, majority, not entirely blue states, but
right.
Mostly. So
conservatively,
yeah.
Taking the lowest, when you say a range of 20 to 30,
yeah.
Taking the lowest number when you add all those up, if they all happened, what's the
net.
Lowest net gain Republicans would get out of it.
So if they all happen, I'm going to say conservatively you get about 30 seats added to the GOP, and it could be much higher than that, of course.
Right.
But that's the kind of low end number that you're dealing with there.
That's amazing.
Well, you're getting up to 60%. Now they can't filibuster.
Well, you're,
right.
I mean,
Senate, that's...
but you still got to win the Senate. That wouldn't
yes.
change.
Yeah. So it wouldn't change the Senate a whole lot.
Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But it would change the House, and here's why I think this is so important, because it's not just, oh, the Republicans would control the House of Representatives. And I'm talking, again, this is generational. That's a lot of seats to overcome. You'd have to take the political center. Democrats would have to do this, and they might be talking about doing this now because some of this is already happening. You'd have to take the political center and start to move it rightward. And that is really how things change in a society, because Democrats have been pushing left for a long time. The far left still controls that party even as we speak.
Right.
But they would have to give up control to ever see a chance of controlling a chamber of Congress again. And that is where you really start to see cultural change and things change. And that's why this is exciting to me, because the whole center would have to move right once this all takes place. It's a big, big deal.
I hope even a portion of it comes true.
And
a big deal.
I could really see a major shift, too, along racial lines. I think black voters are waking up. I just see it. And I am on a lot of feeds, and I am, you know, liking a lot of these Minority Monday segment. But it just seems like you're seeing more and more people saying, I'm done. The Democratic Party no longer represents me, or they're seeing through all the lies for decades that have held the black community down. And we're just seeing, I think it's going to be the biggest shift in 26, is we're going to go from, the 12-13% voting for Republicans to being well in the 20s.
I hope you're right.
I do. I think
Ryan,
it's happening.
Can you hang around?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Ryan Wiggins in studio with us. We'll be right back.
Let's talk about the Democrats who are getting people excited. Like, Bernie Sanders gets people excited. He's a Democratic Socialist.
I was okay. AOC. He's an independent.
AOC. She's a Democratic Socialist. Zohran Mamdani, Democratic Socialist. Yeah. Doesn't that say that there are fundamental needs of the working class in America that are not being addressed by either party?
Stephen Colbert, you'll not be surprised, who's a hard leftist, with Corinne Jean-Pierre on last night. Now, the Democratic Party hasn't gone far enough left for Corinne Jean-Pierre, the greatest liar in the history of America's press secretary, lying about Biden. And she left the White House and then left her own party and claims she's an independent now because they're not protecting people like her. I'm sorry, you were the press secretary for the president of the United States, a black lesbian, but that's not good enough for you. I don't know what it is she thinks the Democratic Party's not doing enough to protect her, but there's an interesting article in The Hill today that draws this parallel. It says this government shutdown is a picture of a bigger dilemma facing the Democrat Party. Locked out of power, lacking a unifying standard bearer, and struggling with historically low approval ratings, Democrats face a number of strategic challenges. At the heart of it is an inability to articulate their own path forward, as they are steadfast in opposing anything Donald Trump wants, but they can't communicate their own alternative. And I think they're absolutely right.
Yeah,
58% blame Trump and the Republicans for the shutdown in an AP poll, but 54% also blame Democrats. And the author here is making the point is that's not a big enough gap for them to claim a win in this. Even if in the end the majority of people want to blame the Republicans, 54% want to blame the Democrats.
The base of that party. Once they just keep going further and further left. And the trouble is those are the people that are going to show up the most on election day for Democrats.
Right.
They don't really know what to do to go, look, you guys want actual communism. The majority of the country doesn't want that, but we need you guys to kind of show up. So they're really caught between going, should we pander to them or should we kind of go back to the middle? They don't know what to do.
You know, people always are talking about TDS, right? We see it on display. We talk about the symptoms, but I think we got to start talking about what's the cause of it.
Yeah.
It's the cause is that this president is kind of erasing their three decades of work, right? All the stuff that they worked three decades to, he's dismantling it. Right. All
panicking.
The things they were trying to disrupt and derail, and they were trying to divide and destroy us. Suddenly, you've got a president who's just unraveling all that work. That's what's causing them to lose their mind, is that they no longer have all the control on all of these things, from education to the socialist workforce, you know, agendas that they were pushing. He's blocking everything.
Don't have directors in Health and Human Services wearing skirts.
Right.
Men wearing skirts.
And the whole DEI that he has completely unraveled. And that's John, whatever her name is,
Corinne.
Yeah. She just
KGP.
Absolutely recognizes what's happening. You know, she's got somebody like Caroline Leavitt, who's just showing the world what a press secretary is supposed to do.
That's right.
And how she's supposed to do it. And she hates that it's a pretty blonde, smart, conservative woman. Straight,
oh, I'm sure.
And straight, by the way, with children.
Yes.
That's like deplorable to her, right? So it's like they're becoming just unraveled.
Before we run out of time here, you know, I know, Dan, you got a message on your phone earlier that you were very happy with. Somebody's singing happy birthday to you.
Yeah, my daughter.
I think we got one for you here.
What's
that?
Happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
If it's good enough for RFK,
Marilyn,
for JFK,
from the tomb,
from Marilyn Monroe, it's good enough for you, Dan Buck.
Exactly.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Awesome, man. I'm going to go out and enjoy this beautiful day.
Please do. Ryan, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great having you in. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll get to the Kilmeade Show. Stay tuned for Annie and Mark later today. We're back tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. We'll see you then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.